In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us join together into thanksgiving and prayer at the beginning of these services. Beloved Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you for this day of grace, to which we have been able to awaken. Unto thy word at these summer services, we give thanks. We have been able to experience your blessing, your protection, that we have been able to be here together at the listening to thy word safely, and we pray that thou would bless this day, these services, our gathering here, and our sermons and conversations, and our meeting one another, and would be leading us, protecting us, and blessing us. We give thanks that you this day are our salvation, our protection here in our midst and with us together. And we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I will read. The Holy Word of God from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. From the beginning, 15 verses, and the words are in Jesus' name. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he knew himself what he would do. And people answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Amen. The text that we read here is very familiar unto us. John, in his Gospel, has written seven of the miracles which Jesus did. These can also be read from the other Gospels, and this can be found from all the books of the Gospel. And this can be fulfilled, or as we read the books of these Gospels, and we can get a picture of this happening, of these services that Jesus held. Which in some way remind us of our summer services. The people gathered together to an area outside of the living areas. There was much grass, and these outside surroundings, they were gathered together. Listening to the Word of God. John, in his Gospel, John has written more about this happening. A continuation can be found for many of these things that happened here, of the words that Jesus spoke as here. If we can remember that our brother at the services on the eve before Suvi's Seuras, our brother talked about. This begins here in the situation when Jesus was able to hear of the death of John the Baptist. Jesus goes with his disciples into the wilderness, but the people followed Jesus there. And when Jesus saw the people, as Mark in his Gospel relates, Jesus had mercy upon them, for they are as sheep who have no shepherd. And so he began to teach them. Services are kept the whole day. And there is many people there. Even in this portion of the text that we read, and also we can, there were 5,000 men. And we have learned also that there were also women and children present also. There was one child here, which we heard from our text. But there were thousands of people there. Maybe not as many as here at these services, but many anyway. Services were kept. They were arranged a little different from these summer services, and when evening came, and Jesus said unto his disciples, that they should go and buy bread from the surrounding villages, for they had nothing to eat. And Jesus said to give them bread to eat. And we can see that these disciples, they were amazed at these words. When they counted how much money they would need to feed this great group of people. And they also said they don't have enough food, just 5 bread and 2 fish. And they were a small lads. We can maybe here think that his parents had sent him to these services. And he was with Andreas and Peter. Because in the other text it says we have no more food. And here Andreas, Simon Peter's brother, said that there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Through a small part, we can see living in the kingdom of God from that time, when the disciples of Jesus and the children of God that the mother had sent the little lad with the disciples and had given him something to eat on the journey. That was the bread and fish. And they were barley loaves. And that we read from the Bible, that family was not very rich. We can think that here at these summer services there are many small boys and girls whom the father and the mother, most often the mother, has given something to eat with him when they have gone on a little trip. And it has probably been so also a big brother or sister, an older one with the young. And the journey of a believer is very safe and protected. And they wanted to give something to eat also for the journey. And you parents have probably been able to experience how your father or mother had given you something to eat on your journeys. The disciples here were wondering at this. That the people had sat into the grass and they took these bread and gave thanks and gave unto his disciples, and the disciples gave to all the people who needed them, and also there was bread left over. When the extra was gathered together, that nothing would be lost, there were 12 baskets full. Of this miracle, it comes to mind one happening that I have heard. When at a father-son camp, when one brother spoke of this, of a situation that it might have been Sunday school, where there were many young gathered together, and the teacher had asked, how can it be possible that with such little food you can feed such a great multitude of people? And the children had thought about this and were amazed. When one small boy with bright eyes it was that Jesus blessed the bread. That was the explanation for this miracle. This was so simple to this little child. This text, which is familiar to us, tells us many deep sayings about the simpleness of faith, of the kingdom of God, but also that this kingdom of God has been and it is a kingdom of children. John and the other writers of the Gospels continues this situation. We can read next when the disciples left across the sea to go back And Jesus went into the wilderness to pray. And the disciples went onto the sea, and they were in a storm, and they were afraid. And Jesus calmed them. And after this, the people again sought Jesus. When this feeding of the multitude is opened a little bit more, some of the people sought Jesus because they wanted to eat once again, but Jesus taught them, "Do not eat that food which will disappear, but that which will mean everlasting life, which thy Son can give, which my Father has empowered." Many were listening to this sermon, and some thought, that they received manna in the wilderness from Moses, and they wanted more miracles. "And what is this living bread?" they asked, of which Jesus spoke. And he explained, "The bread of God is that what comes down from heaven and gives life." "I am that bread of life," Jesus continues. "You who come to me and who believe upon me shall never thirst." And those who heard complained, "Isn't this the son of Joseph, whose mother and father we know? Jesus continued, "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." And many became hurt, and Jesus continues, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. What does eating this flesh and blood mean?" John, in his gospel, continues and explains, borrowing the words of Jesus. "But this is everlasting life, that they know you and sent the Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus speaks in his sermon. "You sent me into the world. I sent them into the world." He prays on the behalf of others, on the behalf of himself. And through this journey unto this day we have come as children of God believing. He also prays on our behalf that all would be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That the world would believe that you have sent me. I am in them, and you are in me. That they would be fulfilled together, and the world would know that you had sent me, and that you loved them as you loved me. And this command he gave unto his own and also unto us, that we, with that love, one another would love. As he has loved us. Thus, the eating of the flesh and the drinking of blood is explained. It is a question. Of the kingdom of God. Of being a part of it. Of the body of Christ. Of which we all are members, children of God, who have believed and will believe upon that gospel. Which Jesus sent unto his own to proclaim. As Jesus did, even behind closed doors, when he blew upon his own, saying, "Take the Holy Spirit." That those whose sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven, and those whose you bind, they shall be bound. This is how the little food of this little lad, it contains through this discussion for we can think that the parents of that lad had given him nourishment, this little lad, with these matters. They had blessed him surely onto the journey, and it was important that there was ties to the kingdom of God, and they had sent this lad with the disciples. If we think of this day, you young and children of today, and your parents. We can think in this way. That these are very, this is very important nourishment for our life, which do not disappear. But they remain forever. The blessing of the gospel in Jesus' name and blood. When we preach sins forgiven, and this tie of the kingdom of God, this love of Christ, which leads one to another, and the congregation of God, that we be in a part of it. Would journey every day unto the end of our days. Reminded by this text, we can now keep a hold of this and see how these two things are not separated, and they are very important, that under the blessing of this gospel, under this grace, putting sin away, that we would journey in light, going onward and forward, and having ties, being united with one another. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us in this way from all sin. This text in the Gospel of St. John is written to teach us, and it has also been used in teaching of baptism. Where we confess to our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the congregation, in this faith, we can again this morning begin this summer service day. Beloved brothers and sisters, little children, older, as children of God, you can uplift your heart to believe in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. We can remain comforted, safe, in this kingdom of God, united, journeying onward. And you who are on the outside, the voice of the Good Shepherd calls you even this moment, to this grace moment. For that reason, we are here, that we can proclaim this gospel and invite you. You can believe in the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, and his name, all your sins forgiven. Through this gospel, with the effects of the Holy Spirit, your heart, all your sins are wiped away, and your heart may be cleansed. You can believe through grace and receive this as a gift, faith as a gift. And the love of God unites you here, together with those who have believed before, and into this, which the voice of the Good Shepherd leads into eternal heaven. And now we remain believing, beloved brothers and sisters, safely. And I wish, for my own sake, feeling very empty and sinful, filled with many temptations and doubts, can I ask, can I remain believing all sins forgiven? Thus I wish, together with you, to believe. Thus we can remain believing, journeying onward. In Jesus' name, amen.